What's the game plan for the Republicans in the House? I mean, what's the leadership signaling?
We were elected, a lot of us on this in this election, on the promise that we would bring up a repeal vote very quickly. And I think it needs to happen very quickly. And again, if I ran the show, it would be the afternoon before the president does his State of the Union address. And I understand we didn't win the Senate. I understand if we didn't win the White House. But I think it is important from the House perspective that we have that vote. And I would even make it a call of the roll, just like the vote for Speaker is going to be on the swearing-in day. I would call everyone's name and make them answer affirmatively yes or no as to whether or not they support the repeal. I think people feel so strongly about this. You know, this just violates what this country was founded on. I don't really have to make the case anymore that this thing is designed to fail. They get it. They get it, that this can't work. This much bureaucratic change foisted upon a society is going to lead to chaos.
You are going to be the chairman of the Oversight Subcommittee? You're hoping to be the chairman?
I would like to be.
Okay, so assuming you are either chairman of that subcommittee or you're simply an active member of that subcommittee, is the goal to sort of create that momentum for repeal if it's not there at the beginning?
Part of the job right now is to make people aware that this stuff is happening. It's not going to wait for 2014. It's happening now. Vast new federal agencies are being created. No one knows where the funding is coming from for these new agencies. I mean, we haven't passed an appropriations bill since I don't know when, so where is the money coming from? But we need to have the repeal vote. I need to do, or our committee needs to do, its job in oversight, put some of these things out there in the public domain for public discussion and see what happens. It may be that people are quite satisfied that the Office of Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight is now out there and functioning. Maybe they think that's a good thing that was missing from their lives before, and now their lives are more complete because it's happening. But they may also say, wait a minute, why are we paying for this to be going on when it is only going to make our lives more miserable? Would this hurt my ability to have a high deductible health plan if I choose to have that in the individual market? And it could, because in a high deductible health plan, you want less money spent on actual medical care because that's what helps keep the premium down. And if those companies have to come back and are forced to give rebates, they may find that this model is no longer economically viable and it goes away. And a segment of the population, myself included, would lose their consumer-directed health care that they've come to rely on.
What if the individual mandate is repealed? The bill stays, and you can't repeal the bill, but you get enough Democrats to vote with you on the individual mandate, and that's the biggest chunk that you take out. What happens then? You could have, you know, you still got the guaranteed issue. People could get in and out when they're sick or healthy. The rates start to go up.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a fear of yours that that's the only piece that will go? Or that you'll have the votes on?
Well, I think if that goes, then the whole house of cards comes down pretty quickly afterwards for reasons you've just described.
So that could be a winning strategy.
Could be.
Sure.
Why do you think and we talked about this after that Race Marie meeting, why do you think the doc fix was for 13 months? So we don't have an opportunity to tag something like the repeal of the individual mandate to a must-pass doc fix bill in January or February.
That wouldn't pass. I mean, Democrats wouldn't vote in mass. They wouldn't. They'd vote for a doc fix like the pay for you have now, but they're not going to vote for an individual mandate repeal with a doc fix, right?
After January 5th? Well, there's 233 Republicans?
Not in the Senate. You're not going to get it through there, right?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. There are a lot of people trying to rehabilitate themselves before 2012.
What do you think of the AMA and the AMA's endorsement of the bill?
It was a mistake.
Why?
Well, if for no other reason, the sustainable growth rate formula got no help in this bill. And the number one problem that doctors will tell you they have right now is the projected cuts in Medicare. To give up $500 from Medicare and not even get a down payment on fixing the sustainable growth rate formula. I'm not saying they needed to put all of that money towards the physician payment side, but put something toward it, it was nothing. That coupled with not even a hint of interest in liability reform, no real discussion about some of the antitrust stuff that drives doctors crazy. How come insurance companies can get together and fix a price and hospitals can get together and fix a price, but if doctors dare whisper something to each other, the Federal Trade Commission comes in and it will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend yourself against it. those were three of the things that I thought AMA might be, if they were going to do something, I thought they might have gotten some action on one of those three fronts.